USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv has been targeted by further Russian air attacks, described by one official as exceptional in density. Ukraine authorities said all 18 missiles were shot down and footage showed air defenses destroying targets over the city. At least three people were injured, which used both drones and missiles. Russia has stepped up its air campaign in recent weeks, ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive to expel the Russian invaders. An unidentified 18-year-old male armed with at least three guns roamed through a northwestern New Mexico community near Four Corners, firing randomly at cars and houses yesterday, killing three people and injuring six others, including two police officers, before he was shot by police. The Farmington, New Mexico police chief.
At least six houses and three cars were shot in the course of the event as the suspect randomly fired at whatever entered his head to shoot at.
The officers from the Farmington Police Department and New Mexico State Police are both being treated for their injuries and are listed in stable condition. Republican lawmakers demanded consequences and argue the FBI was weaponized against President Trump. Special Counsel John Durham's probe revealed the FBI pushed seriously flawed investigation into the former president, alleging collusion with Russia in 2016. Now, presidential candidate Donald Trump calls the evidence in Durham's report proof that the American public was scammed when the FBI opened an investigation into his campaign. It's National Police Week. The National Law Enforcement Memorial and Museum in D.C. will honor the fallen officers whose names have recently been added to the memorial. House Speaker McCarthy.
We need to show the respect, we need to show the funding, and we need to stand up for the law enforcement officers to make sure that they can continue to do the job to keep our streets safe.
USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your sock slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
President Biden is confirming he will sit down with Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders for more dealings over the debt limit.
They'll resume talks about the debt limit and avoiding a default. However, Speaker McCarthy says he's not optimistic.
It seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not talking anything serious.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday urged McCarthy to give up the standoff and pass a clean debt ceiling increase.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time.
Republicans say Democrats don't want a deal on government spending. Democrats say on this one, they shouldn't have to. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Air travel is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID, signaling a true return to travel levels not seen since before the pandemic. About 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, which is an 11% increase over last year. It's also nearly 5.5% increase since 2019 before the COVID pandemic. AAA expects this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2000 when they first started tracking travel numbers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Axiom Space's upcoming AX-2 mission will be the second ever private astronaut mission to the International Space Station. The mission is scheduled to launch Sunday. Two members of Saudi Arabia's first astronaut class will be on board. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.